All right. So people ask me all the time, Calvin, how do I set up my membership in Simplero? I don't know where to start. Like, guys, it's so simple. It's the simplest thing in the freaking world. I'll show you exactly how we'll do it together right here on the live stream. So let's start by checking in on our on the framework, the Simplero OS framework. Where are we? We're right here. Right, we have our value ladder, we've got the content machine, we've got high ticket, we got our front end offers. This piece right here, your subscription core offer, that's what I wanna show right now, how to set that up. It's number one, it's the first thing that you wanna do. Let's look at how we actually set that up in Simplero. So boom, I'm gonna jump into a fresh Simplero account here. It's our demo account for Simplero, demo.simplero.com, it's all fake stuff. Some people are in here playing around with it. But basically what you want to do, start with the membership site. So your membership is going to live, all the content, all your members, all the community, all that stuff is going to live on a site. That is your membership site. So let's go create membership site, content, membership site, create membership site. And I'm going to call it membership, right? Add a nice image if you want, leave all of these guys on, these should be on as well. I don't know why they're not on by default. I'll fix that. Default to all posts and comments. Let's get a bunch of engagement there. Yeah. Then all the rest here you can leave as is. Boom. Create site. Boom. Now we have a site. Let's just launch it. Boom. It's done. It's launched. Yes. All right. It's there. Live. Woohoo. Great. You have a site now. Now what? If we get a look at the site. Boom, here it is. It's kind of boring. So what I like to do first is always go here to theme and then put the navigation on the left side. I think that works a lot better when the navigation is on the left side. Hang on. I thought I'd made myself smaller here, but it didn't remember it. There we go. Where we go? Theme. Yeah, it's loading. Loading. Boom. It's always great when you do that live and like Simplero is having a slow moment. I don't like that. It's the slowness of that moment. Oh my God. Simplero, don't be slow right now. I'm live. Don't be slow. Oh no. Please don't be slow. Oh God. Let's try to go to the forum. Meanwhile, let's go to the forum. So we want to enable a forum, allow posts, allow all the things. You can do an intro text. Why the hell do we have engagement badges off by default? It makes no sense. All right, let's see, it's still loading the damn theme. Something's going up with themes, going on with themes. All right, so we've got a forum. We've got the stuff now. There we go, holy, oh, it's because we have a shit ton of stuff here. That must be why, because this account, people are doing crazy shit. Anyway, so we go here, customize the theme for the site. Let's see if that actually loads. While I'm waiting for that to load, I'm gonna go back in here. Then the next thing you want to do is you want to have some courses here. So the courses are like the pre-recorded content. So typically like I'd have one that says start here, right? Where we tell people, hey, this is where you want to do first, start here. You can do a description. This is our onboarding sequence. You may not want to use those words. Every new member should start by going through this content. Yay. Yada, yada. All that stuff. If you only have a few lessons here, I would check this one and say, show only lessons, ignore the modules. And then you can go, you know, step one, step two, step three, and then here, boom, now you have your content. I'm gonna hit publish on all of these. Obviously you wanna put some stuff in there, you know, video, audio, quiz, worksheet, whatever you want in there, some text, right? So you want to put that in there, of course. Let's see, it's still loading that damn thing. All right. Then you probably want to have a course for your coaching calls. So this is where you go every time you do a coaching call, you have that recorded, and maybe we have, you have like, you know, October 2023, and then you have another module for September 2023. Now I'm going backwards, I know. And then each month you just add another one, November 2023. And then you have your calls in there, depending on how you can also, if you have only a monthly call, then you will probably do it some other way. Maybe you have different courses for different like types of calls. But typically in a membership, there's going to be something that happens live. I'm going to hit publish on this one as well. So that's where your coaching calls go. And maybe you have other kind of tracks that people are going through. And so you add those and you like can have those as separate courses. And now let's see if this thing freaking loaded. It didn't. I don't know what the hell is going on with the themes. All right. Ignore the themes, guys, ladies and gentlemen. So now we have a site. We've got the forum. We've got start here. We've got the coaching calls. All of this navigation stuff you can manage here. Edit navigation. Let's see if that one works. All right. There we go. So maybe you want to have these there. Maybe you want to have these in a drop down. So then you can say add folder and you can say content. And then you put the, maybe we put that up there. And then we put these guys inside the content folder like that. So now when you go visit the site, you're going to see content. Yay, forum, right? And then in the forum, people can write posts and do their things. This may not look like the sexiest thing, and we're definitely working on that, but don't sleep on it. There's a lot of functionality here, and there's a lot of like engagement. People actually get email notification on every new post and every new comment, depending on what their settings are. So compared to Facebook, like engagement here tends to be really, really high because people actually get notified on Facebook. Stuff drowns, right? They're on Facebook all the time, yes, but you never see any of the notifications. So these are some of the things that you can do there. Let's see if this, yay, we got the customized. All right, so I can show you what I do. I go here to navigation and then I do left navigation. And that gives us this menu here. So one of the things you'll see too is that, I don't know why, yeah. So now when I reload, it will show me the navigation over here on the left. I kind of like that because I feel like it's a little bit more, it feels more membership site-y to have navigation on the left, but you can do whatever you want. But that's essentially it. So now the only thing that's remaining is I would do a better homepage here. So you just go to that page, you said edit this page, and then you choose whatever you want to say there, like some kind of message, hey, welcome, like it's great to have you, here's where we are. And here obviously you want to choose a different background image. You can also just not have a background image there and do like a bland white background. This is just like any other page that you can build. And if you want to add more pages into your membership area, you totally can, like support, how to get support and other features, other things that you want to mention in there, all of that stuff you can do. So yeah, that's basically it. Now you have your membership site, then it's just a matter of getting people in there and use it. Another thing that you can do is you can have courses in here that are dripped. So we call it drip, and then we say dripped. And then all of the content that's in that course is going to be dripped out, you know, later, right? So you can drip it weekly, you can drip it monthly, whatever. So basically, here, whenever they get access to this course, they're going to get, you can set it if you want them to be just have access to everything, or only, like it can be like, hey, boom, we gave you access to this course, and they only get access to that stuff a week after or 2 weeks after they start or something like that, right? All right, next up, let's set up a product for this. So I'm just going to be really innovative here and also call this membership. And again, image, you can do all this fancy stuff. Subscription, right? It's a subscription. So let's say it's $2.97 a month, say. For 1 month, no trial, yada, yada. It has, so this account is set up for taxes, which most Americans don't need to worry about, but it is. So so now you have a price, and then you just go on a content and you say, all right, they get access to membership and they get access to like all of these things, and maybe not dripped yet, but they will they'll get access to Drip later. So that's essentially it. Now that's, I mean, that's all you got to do. If they actually go buy and, you know, purchase on this one, then they will get your new, they'll get access to your membership. That's it. Hang on, I need to take a note here. So, so there you go. Just taking some notes. So, all right. So that's it. So now they get access. Another thing that you can do, you can do multiple prices. So here I had a month for $297. So one model I like to do is, you can do something like 1 month for, $1,500, right? I'm going to change this fucker here to be not have taxes. I think it's a little confusing. So, simple tax, this set that to zero. So then it doesn't do the whole thing show based on taxes. I don't know why this site is set up that way. So let's go back here. So now it's $1,500 per month. And then you can do, or you can do, say you want to do 6,000 for 6 months, right? So then you're incentivizing people to go with the 6 month offer, or you can do, annual. And so you say 8,000 for 12 months and hit create on that one. Now, if we want, we can go change this one to, you know, monthly. So that way now people have a choice, right? Do you want to pay $1,500 for 1 month, or do you want $6,000 for 6 months, or $8,000 for 12 months? So there's an incentive there to, let me switch this over to the new order form. Here. There we go. So now when they go to the order form, they have the choice. Do you want to go, you know, 15, 6,000, 8,000, right? And we can hear these prices too, by the way, we can change. This is the name that shows up on the order form. So we can do that as well as monthly, you know, 6 months, and then annual. There you go. And then we go to the order form, and then you're going to see those options there. And then people can choose whatever price they want, and they can pay, and boom, and everything is already set up. So now if they actually, once they sign up, they're going to actually be added into your membership site. The other thing you can do here that can be super helpful is that now we set up an automation. And so, what you want to do is you want to go to the automations, and then you click to create, and you say participant here, and then you say membership, member, for example. And then what's going to happen is, you say you can send them email, blah, blah, blah. But let's say in this case, we're saying, all right, let's wait, you know, 30 days, or like, let's wait 1 month, or maybe we wait like 35 days. And then 35 days in, they actually get access to the Dripped module. So then give access to a course. And now we just need to figure out that's the course, the one that is called Drip. And so now what's going to happen is, well, not yet, because we need to go to the product and link this up. So let me see here. I don't know why someone reorganized this thing. Here is a demo account where everybody gets to play. So weird shit happens. So now we pick the membership, my member automation here. And what's going to happen is, as soon as someone buys, they are, you know, that this automation is going to start, and then they're going to go, you know, wait 35 days and then give them access to that additional Dripped content. So that is how you do it. It's really quite simple. What I would say, like, you can make this way more advanced and way more fancy, but there's no need to. Just keep it simple. And then people are like, well, can I have multiple levels? And yes, you can, but just get it the hell launched with one level. You can always sell more to people when they're in your membership. If they want to do one-on-one with you, if they don't want to do higher level or more complicated stuff, but just make it simple and just get them into the membership. That's what you want to do to just get started, right? That's what you want to do. So this is how you do it. This is how you build your membership or set up your membership in Simplero. It's dead simple. And yeah, don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on it. It's powerful stuff. People are making millions and millions of dollars with this. And the community piece is actually, the engagement piece is actually very, very powerful. People can both discuss in the forum and they can also talk in the course lessons. They can comment there, and then they can also, there's all these engagement badges. I didn't show you that, but that's all in there by default. So in the membership, you can, when you go in here and you see, look at engagement, here's like different badges and stuff that's awarded for different things. And you can add your own that can be like, hey, get this badge when they do write this many posts or do these things. So there's quite advanced engagement play, gamification stuff there that you can play with. So absolutely go, you can absolutely go play with that, but the defaults are also great. So lots of power, lots of potential in here. Yeah. That's how you do memberships. Simple, easy. All right, bye. And we can get, I know I went fast. Concierge can absolutely help you with this. If you're in Simplero Academy, we can definitely do training with Concierge that goes more in depth and does it more slowly and does it with you where you're doing it live with them and they can answer questions and all that stuff. I just wanted to show you kind of how easy it actually is to get this stuff set up. So there you go, membership in Simplero. For the win. Enjoy. Bye.